Today we're going to take up where Oshia learns the question of Hechlet B'Miyatzimana. Okay, this is the last position in Tosfos. It's the last medium-sized line in Tosfos. Lamed Beis Tosfos Hechlet. Okay, so he's trying to explain what's the case of Hechlet B'Miyatzimana, which the Gemara wants to have any way about. Again, Rashi learned Hechlet B'Miyatzimana meant the second half. A miyot after you do 51%, you do a psul in the second half. I mean, Tom learned it's where you do a psul in the first miyot, like in the first, before you get to 50%, you do a psul. Now, it doesn't sound like there's any third possibility left. So, Oshia is going to learn a third way to learn the Gemara Zibaya. Yeah, okay, so Tosfos is like, Oshia Mefarei, so he explains what's the case of miyot simanim differently. Third way. He says, Hechlet B'Miyatzimanim, Hainu L'Achar Sheshachat Rov Ha'Echad, after you shech the majority of one semen, Hechlet Tachas HaMiyot Shenishar, you do Chalada, again, the internal cut, under the Miyot of that semen, which is left over. V'Shachat Semen HaSheni, and then you shech the second one, fine. So again, it's talking about similar to Rashi, but different. Rashi learned it's after you cut 51% of the simanim. Okay, of both simanim, let's say. So now, arguably, the shechita is done. And then you do chalada. Right? Or then you do shehiya. Then you do psal. The Rabbi Oshia is learning now. You do the first simen, you cut 51% of the first simen. Then you do the second, the rest of the first simen improperly, internal, whatever. Shehiya, whatever. We'll get to shehiya in a second. And then you cut the second simon. So the difference is that you already did rov, but you only did rov of one simon, not rov of two simon, right? When to Rashi, the Abaya was after you did rov of both simonim. And basically, arguably, the shechita was over. Could you passel it? It sounds like Roshia doesn't want to go that way. That way, of course, it's kasher. You already finished the shechita. You already did two simonim. It's fine. So you're saying it's talking about after you did rov of one simon. Then on that same simen, okay, good. On that same simen, yeah, on that same simen, then you do the psal. Apparently, Roshi is going to say, maybe we'll see this a little further, but you could say that since you already did rov of the first simen, so who cares what you do on the second half of that simen?
You need to cut two simens.
You do. No, it's about Behema. You need to cut two. But the first one, you did majority of it properly.
You're still in the middle of shechita.
That's true. So what?
You didn't do a kosher shechita.
No, but your first simon is already good, it's kosher. Now you do chalad, the internal cut on the second half of the first simon. Who cares about that? That's the second half of that simon. That simon is already knocked off as good. Now I'll do the second simon.
You do chalad on the second half of the first simon?
Yes, second half of the first simon, which I already did majority of the first simon okay. So who cares? And then I do the second simon fine, perfectly. You know? Yeah. Right. Okay, fine. So, and what's the case of Shav Shehiya in the Miyat Simanim where you wait? So he says, similar. You're shefting with a bad knife. Okay, so here's the interesting case is that by Shehiya, the halacha is you can't pause in the middle of your shechita, right? So let's say I have a knife, which is a very, very blunt knife. Okay, so basically it takes me all day long. I chisel away, back, forth. It takes me 5 hours to do the shechita. So he says, that's not shehiya, because I'm not pausing. I'm continuously kishavting. So there's no idea that shechita has to take X amount of time. Doesn't matter how long it takes, but you can't stop in the middle. But I'm not stopping. I'm continually chiseling away. So that's fine. The now wants to know, umibayulanim shechad rubo shel echad. Let's say I shechted a majority of the first seven. Ve'aholuch ve'evi kolayom kulo b'miuto. So one simon, I already got a majority, and then I keep chiseling away at that same simon, going further. Mahu, what do you say then? The Dilma, the Machshir B'Sakin Ra, Fil Hechli Kolim Kulo, When is it good if I'm going back and forth all day long? That's when you're trying to cut the semen. But here, since you already cut a majority of it, so it's like it's already cut totally. And when you go back and forth all day long on that little miyut, right, it's like you're just going back and forth cutting a foot. You already cut the sim, and the sim is already cut. So now you're just going back and forth, not on the sim anymore. And then you'll say it's considered shehiya, and it's possible. Right? So he's saying is, that's the way you could interpret the same thing as like halada. So basically, he's interpreting both of them, not where you already did. Again, according to Rashi, the Baya and the Gemara was, if you shechted a majority of both simanim, to the point that if you were to stop at this moment, you're totally done with your shechita. And now, you don't stop though, you keep going and you do halada or you do shehiya. Rav Hoshea is saying no. In that case, it would seem Rav Hoshea would say definitely it's okay. Because look, you finished your shechita, your shechita's done. But here it means you do one simen, majority of one simen, before you get to the other simen, you do chalada on the second half of the first simen. Or you do shehiya, means you pause, you chisel away, chisel, 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 chisel. Right? So now you're doing is you're cutting the second, the minority, the 51 to 100% of the second, the first simon. So, which is technically, he argues, you say, look, you're not doing anything. You already did it, you already cut that simon. Right? Or do you say, no, still, you're still doing the shechita of that simon. And therefore, it's it won't be shechita. Right? So, he's saying is that's how real she doesn't understand the question. So what we have to figure out is what's this far, I guess, in contradistinction to Rashi. So let's think like this. I mean, at least to get it started. I'm not sure if... let's just take it slow. But basically, is maybe we raised this question before, but it seems like the Rav Hoshea is talking to the point. Is if I do rove of my semen, you say Rubo Kekula. So do you say, basically, that's it. The semen is chatach. It's gone. Semen is basically non-existent. There is no semen anymore. Right, and anything you do afterwards, it's like you're cutting the leg, like so he says. It's like it's considered like it's nechta, and basically it's like you're cutting some other part of the body. I mean, the semen is gone. There is no semen. The semen is done. And now you're just cutting flesh. Or do you say no? Is it true? Rubo kikulo means I have a right to stop at 51% and to say it's I'm yotze, so to speak. It's a nechta, but that doesn't mean that I can't continue on and still be involved in Chatechas HaSemen. It's just that, in other words, is it pshat that basically it's not, the Semen is non-existent? Or no, the Semen still exists, there's 49% of the Semen left. It's just I have a right to stop at 51% of it, and that's enough. But if I keep going, I'm still involved in cutting the Semen even further. Like, does Rubo Kulo mean it really is like the whole Kulo is non-existent? Or it's just saying, no, you only cut 51%. It just that has the you have has the effect of kikulo means you have a right to stop at this point and to say that it's chatach, but if you keep going, you're still involved in the shechita, you're still involved in chaticha of the simon. The simon's not cut yet. The simon, look, it's still there. The simon's still there. Does Rubo Kulo really make the simon non-existent, or that simon is still 49% intact and you just don't have you don't have to go, you don't have to do that much? It's enough for you to stop if you want. So if you say that basically simon's non-existent, so then what am I doing chalada on? There's no simon. The simon's gone. It's disappeared. There's no simon anymore. In fact, that's why he says if you do shehiya, if you chisel away at it, chisel, chisel, chisel on the 49%, you're basically cutting the leg. That's totally shehiya. You're not doing shechita. Shechita's done. That simon is non-existent. It's not a simon anymore. But if you learn on the other way that no, that you just have a right to stop at 51 and it's kosher or it's enough, but there is a reality of the simon which still exists, so therefore, if you're going more than 51%, then you're cutting it, so then you're involved in the shechita, and if you're doing it b'chalada, that's a pozo. And if you're chiseling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you say you're still involved in the shechita, you're not doing a hafzik, that's not a shehiya, you're involved in cutting the semen.
How is that not shehiya?
Because you are cutting, notice the halacha is like, let's say, that's open.
It's not chalada, that makes sense, but shehiya doesn't
in which
sense.
Case? In the shehiya case?
Cutting the first one.
Well, the thing is like this, is that you have a right, if let's say you have a blunt knife, your shechita could take you the whole day. You cut back, forth, that's open. That there's no limit of the amount of time shechita you take, as long as you don't pause in the middle. You can cut for as long as you want. That's
why is that shechita?
Why not? That's a Mishnah. That's not a question. It's shechita. There's no time limit on how long shechita takes. As long as you're continually going.
I can't cut a simen and then cut up the lamb.
But I'm cutting the simen.
Steaks.
No, I can't. But here I'm cutting the simen. Simen is 100%. This circle. This pipe
you're
is.
You're saying if Rubo Kukulo is really Kukulo.
No, well.
It's like you're cutting away.
Yeah, yeah.
So
right.
That's Shehiya.
Yeah, it is. That's what I find. That's exactly what one side says.
Right.
It is Shehiya, and it's possible. The other side says that Rubikul doesn't mean that the simon is gone, it just means you have a right to stop at 51%. But insofar as you don't stop, you're still cutting more of the simon, so therefore you're chiseling away and you're still doing shlita.
So what is
the osik and the shlita?
That's part of kiyum.
It's part of the maisa shlita. Whereas the shlita, you have a right, just because you have a right to stop earlier, doesn't mean you're not doing anything. Like let's say you say Rovkos. I drink Rovkos, so I have a right to stop drinking. But if I keep drinking, I'm still drinking the kosher bracha. I just have a right to stop before that point. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist anymore. What I'm doing isn't the activity of drinking the kos. It is. So he'll say, look, I'm still cutting the simen. Now, if I stop, I don't have to go further. But insofar as I do, I'm still involved in cutting the simen. I don't know, is it a kiyum? I'm not sure whether it's a mitzvah too or whatever. But I'm still involved in cutting the simen. I could do a smaller chatichas ha-simen, a minimalistic chatichas ha-simen, 51%, or I could do a full chatichas ha-simen. And they're both recognized as part of the process of Chatichas HaSemen. So if I keep doing it, I'm still involved in the Chatichas HaSemen. I could still passel it because I do it in Chalada. If I don't do Chalada and I keep chiseling away, I'm still involved in Chatichas HaSemen because the Semen is still there. Or do you learn Ruba Kukulo means that the Semen is Nifsak and it's Kamisha Eno, it's like there's no Semen anymore. Ruba Kukulo, that's it. The Semen is Nifsak. There's no such thing as Semen. So now anything which I'm chiseling away, I'm chiseling away the foot. And if I do chalada on what? There's no simon there anymore. So I'm not doing chalada, I'm not doing anything. The simon has disappeared. There's no simon. I think what Mark's pointing out, but I don't think it's a problem, is that the way it works out, just the facts, according to the way Rav Oshia is learning it, is there's an ibaya by shehiya and there's an ibaya by chalada. There are two ibayas. It turns out if you say that it's a psul of shehiya in the second half of the first simon, right? If you say it's a psul of shehiya, it means that the first simon is gone, and therefore basically it's shehiya, the simon is gone. Then there's not going to be a psul of chalada, because since the simon is gone, you can't do chalada on it anymore, the simon is gone. So if there is shehiya, there's no chalada. And if there's no shehiya, it means because you're still cutting the simon. So the simon is still there, you're cutting, so that's why there's no shehiya. But then there is going to be chalada, because since you're still cutting the simon, so you can have a psul chalada. So it turns out it comes out the reverse. Is within whichever sefora you hold, it's going to turn out that either there's going to be a psul shehiya but no psul chalada, or a psul chalada and no psul shehiya. But they're two different ibayas. So there's nothing to say that the two sides of the two ibayas. All the Gemara just says mahu. What happens if you do? One Gemara says hechlad miyatziman mahu, and a different Gemara says shehiya b'miyatziman mahu. That's all it says. So there's nothing to say that if you're machmer in one, you have to make on the other. For all you know, for instance, Tosas argued the two chetikers have absolutely nothing to do with one another altogether. So the Rehoshia happens to hold they do have something to do with one another, but in reverse, in the opposite way. But they're two different cases. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's stop here. So tomorrow we're going to do a new sugya, brand new sugya, new Mishnah. Okay? Lamed Amabes, Asher Mishnei Roshim Gachad. So hopefully we'll start that tomorrow.